Well, Tuesdays at 8:05, one of my favorite times of the week, because we get to have one of the key business leaders in our community come into the studio and talk with us a little bit about their business. It's called the CEO Spotlight, and it's brought to you by Voller Insurance. When it comes to employee benefits, nobody beats Voller. And we're pleased to have in studio with us Michelle Comer. Michelle is the founder and CEO of High Road Partners. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So I got to meet Michelle when she was working for the state of North Dakota in Doug Burgum's cabinet in the Commerce Department there. And Michelle has this has had this kind of yearning to get a business going and do the things that she has done for so long, so well for so many different people. But now, Michelle, you're kind of doing it on your own. What's it been like so far?
Well, Steve, it's fantastic. It's everything that I hoped it would be, including the big hills and a few little valleys.
Yeah, there are those, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, like you said, I worked in the private sector for about 25 years before I was asked to serve in Governor Burgum's cabinet as the Commissioner of Labor and then the Commissioner of Commerce. And over those 25 years and then the four over the last term, I've had the opportunity to work with hundreds of North Dakota's small businesses, which really is what inspired me to take this leap. Without watching the courage of North Dakota small business owners and the risks that are taken every day by these business owners that are, you know, trying to do what they love and trying to provide a service or a product here in North Dakota and in the Red River Valley, I know I wouldn't have had the motivation to do this. So I'm thankful for that experience. It brought me to where I'm at today.
Yeah, I'm sure you learned a lot of things. Well, we all learn things in whatever we're doing that we apply to the next adventure in life. What do you think was the biggest lesson that you learned working for the state and in the governor's cabinet that allowed you to get your business off the ground as well as you have?
Yeah, that's a super question. And like you said, you know, I learned so many things over these past 4 years, but specific to the experience I'm having right now, absolutely was the fact that small business owners wear 1,000 hats, and they have to. It's necessary. It's just essential in order to keep the business running, and those 1,000 hats compete with the one or two big hats that actually move the company forward. They're thinking about what's the next best thing for us and how do we win at the business that we're in. And they're needing to think about those things while being the accountant and the HR person, you know, the bookkeeper, the person who manages the insurance portfolio and maybe shovels the sidewalk. And so recognizing that as being one of the biggest challenges for small business owners was what kind of helped us get the inspiration and the motivation to say, you know what, we can wear one of those hats for you. It's a hat that we love, the HR and insurance and benefits hat. We love it. It makes us happy. We wake up every day and think about that. Let us do that for you so you can put that one big important hat down and think about the other things you need to do to make your business successful.
Yeah, it's great perspective. So tell me how you started this. So you a transition out of the governmental role that you were in, and it's time to kind of build that business. And your husband, Toby, has done a lot of this with it. We've had him on this program in this segment before too. So you had a little bit of advice, I'm sure, at the supper table. And then
absolutely,
with the things you learned too, you said, okay, let's put this idea together. Tell us about the genesis of this company.
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, timing is everything. And I think that I can't ignore that. I think a lot of how this played out was really, you know, I believe in God. I'm a believer, and I think things happen for a reason, the good things and the bad things. And an important part of the story is that, you know, I was working really hard as the Commissioner of Commerce during the pandemic. It was the end of the 4-year term. And as we were thinking about what came next, it had always been our plan in the Comer household that we were going to take the summer of 2020 and think about what that next step was. Well, the summer came and went because, you know, we were working really hard as we all were in a very strange, difficult environment. And one day, and it was actually a connection through Toby, my husband, he got a call about an insurance agency that was potentially for sale. And so the foundation of High Road Partners is an insurance agency that we bought from a woman who is now, who I consider a mentor and a friend, Tammy Halverson. And she has stayed on to help with the transition. So it's an insurance agency that serves small employers as well as individual policies, both Medicare and regular individual policies. But what we saw as the opportunity there was the chance to build a new service line in HR and human resources, because it was just such a wonderful front door to those small employers. already providing them assistance, expert assistance with their small group benefits plans to say, hey, we can do this other work too. And of course, I've been in human resources for the last 25 years. I joke around and say, I've tried to quit HR twice. Yeah. And the bottom line is I love HR. You know, I grew up initially as an operations and finance person, business process efficiencies, finance. And I learned along the way that you got to have your operations in order. You have to have streamlined business processes. Of course, you need to have your arms around your financing. But none of that really matters if your people systems aren't working.
Right.
And, you know, people fundamentally are the most important part of a business. And that's really where good HR comes in. It is not transactional. It's not the personnel department from the 90s. It's a function that can really help elevate an organization's performance. And I love that. And I own that today. I used to, in my mind, I think, subordinate HR in the grand scheme of importance to a company's success to some of these other things. And it took some, you know, some thinking and then this opportunity to say, you know what? I love to wake up every day and think about how to make a company successful through those HR systems and processes, which ultimately, it sounds a little technical when I put it that way, but it's ultimately about making a place a great place to be for a person to come to work every day.
Well, you can start with the compliance piece because as every business owner is growing their company, is it time to hire someone in HR? Is it time to hire a CFO? Whatever. When it comes to the HR side of things, you're talking about insurance, you can't forget that, hey, Joey's been with the company now for 90 days, or Jane has been with us for X amount of time, and now we've got to put that benefit plan out there, or we are can get in some trouble. So it's sort of a self-preservation tactic as much as anything sometimes, where people would give you a call.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, like I said, we wake up every day and think about those kinds of things. It's our job to know that if you didn't update your employee handbook last summer because of a Supreme Court ruling, your employee handbook's out of date. And, you know, I'm very, very careful not to confuse a small business with unsophisticated. Our small business owners are some of the most sophisticated, smart, risk-taking pioneers that you'll find anywhere. But again, they need to wake up every day and think about that business and the strategy and the vision. And it is a distraction to have to wonder if my handbook is right, if I remembered to enroll my newest employee in the benefit plan, if Minnesota didn't just implement a brand new form for all new employees. They did. You know, those are the kinds of things that we worry about. And again, we like it. We enjoy it. It's what we're good at.
Yeah, see, most of us can't stand that. The people who do what I do, oh my gosh, we got to think about that. Because you're right, it comes at 9:30 p.m. after the rest of your day is done. You're just finishing things. You see a little calendar note to yourself. Oh yeah, check on the handbook, you know, verbiage or whatever. So it's good to have people working for you who think about that at 9:30 on the a.m. side.
Absolutely.
And have the whole day to work at it. How do you visit with people who come to you and say, look, I get it. I could use some help, but right now cash is tight. It's hard for us to justify a hire. We know we can't hire someone, but even outsourcing it for a couple grand a month or whatever just seems prohibitive to us. How do you walk them through that so that they can make the best decision for their company?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, one thing I want to change a word. I invented a word called insourcing.
Oh, this is radio. We do that all the time.
Really?
It's no big deal.
I saw Alex look over. She's like this knowing look. Like,
yeah, you can't get anything by her.
Awesome.
The rest of us are simple.
I'm inventing a word called insourcing instead of outsourcing because I think the idea of outsourcing what I think is one of your most important functions is not appealing. I wouldn't do it. So we say that we do insourced HR. We come into your team. We care about your company, your success. We want to know what your hopes and dreams are, what your future looks like. We are part of your team. And that's what gives us validation as we do our work too. You know, we say when we hire people at High Road, we have three rules. One of them is we're all doers. The other is that we are not the blue ribbon winners. We're the cheerleaders. If there are two type of people in the universe and both are good, there are the blue ribbon winners. They run across the finish line. You know, they get their, you know, success and validation from the training and everything that took them to get there. And they love that achievement. But those people had a lot of help along the way. They had trainers and nutritionists and the people that cheered them along the way. That's who we are. That's how we get our validation. It's what makes us feel really, really good. So that's the second thing we talk about at High Road. And then the third one I can't say on the radio. But it's basically there's no mean people that work at at High Road. But anyway, back to your question. So we insource HR, and when we talk to small business owners about the value of that service, we do say, you know, what we sell is a sigh of relief. We sell, you know, our expertise, but we sell that sigh of relief. You know, like Steve, you and I talked about the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, and I said, I know you can figure it out. I know you can spend a couple hours on the internet and figure out what you have to do when an employee comes in and says, I can't come to work today because daycare closed because COVID. You know you're supposed to do something. You do the research. You figure it out. You do what you need to do. You have a small seed of doubt that kind of nags at you, wondering if you did it right. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months later, the same question comes up, and you can't remember what it was exactly that you did. And then you have to spend another 2, 4, 6 hours instead of calling us. So we sell, you know, this deep expertise. We sell the sigh of relief. And then the other thing that I urge small business owners to think about is the value of your time. And along with the characteristics that define our region's small business owners is humility. Mm. And it's hard to have a conversation like that about the value of your time. If you put a number on the value of your time, I'm quite sure you would undervalue it. I'm pretty sure you would. But those 2, 4, 6 hours you spent trying to figure out what the Families First Coronavirus Response Act meant to you, you could have been doing something else.
Well, and there's so many areas like that too. I think about, benefit law and employee law and things like that, where someone discloses, I've got a condition that prevents me. Okay, what are my rules? What do I have to do? You've got to call somebody every single time. Many times that's an attorney. Many times it's your accountant or whatever. To have someone that knows not just that one question you had 6 months ago, like you said, but probably can answer the next variation of that question, the mutant strain of that question, to borrow a term that we're hearing in the virus world these days. But just how do those conversations just drift and change a little bit, some of those nuances? I think it's really important. And I've got to give a shout to Jamie and Christy of Balance CPA, our accountants. They've been wonderful for us in helping us through a lot of those things. But, you know, that's it. Not everybody has access to that. And so I think what you're talking about is really helpful. How many people do you have on your team altogether, Michelle?
As of this Monday, we had 2 new team members join us. So we have 11 people total.
Okay, so 11 total. Yep. And how did the name High Road Partners come up? Was that the name you bought, or did you install that name?
That's a new name. The name of the agency previously under Tammy's leadership was Arneson Oshak Agency, and with a really wonderful reputation because they deserved it and they had earned it. The team is fantastic, cares about their clients. I couldn't be more fortunate. But we did rename it when we acquired it on October 1st, and the name came from something I think that I learned in some ways the hard way, was a really important principle, especially over the last 4 years, which was that you're always better when you're better off when you take the high road. And you know, I've always said the view is better. You never have to apologize. You can sleep at night. And it's just a saying that I've always used from kind of a leadership perspective.
Take the high road.
Yeah, take the high road.
Very good. Well, if you want to find out more about Michelle and her company, highroadpartners.com, that's the website, and that will get you connected with them, and you can find out more and ask some questions and find out what they might be able to do for you. Michelle, I told you this time was going to fly past. Here we are, 8:20. Thank you for coming in and doing this. All the best and continued success to you and your team.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Michelle Comer, founder and CEO of High Road Partners, here on the Voller Insurance CEO Spotlight.